learning. Amen. Well, I hope you learned this one today. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, it says this. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. My topic today is real simple. Right choices. Right choices. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you, Jesus. Lord, that your will, God, would be accomplished in our lives. Lord, that your word, Lord, would just, oh God, that it would touch our mind. That, Lord, it would touch our hearts. Lord, that you would anoint me, Lord, to say of the Holy Ghost today. Lord, in this simple Bible study, God, I pray your perfect will in it. Touch us by it, I pray. Touch me in it, Lord. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. In this text that I just read, Jesus is bringing his Sermon on the Mount to a close. He's wrapping it up. He's topping it off, if you will. And a good teacher not only teaches and illustrates the truths that are being presented, but also effectively calls for decisions to be made in response to those truths. Amen. It's a key of preaching, teaching. It's a principle that all preachers, of course, must learn. But I believe it's applicable to each of our lives. Amen. Here, Jesus called upon his listeners to recognize that they may have been traveling the wrong way. You know, people don't like to think they're going the wrong way. Amen. I've heard it said, and I've been guilty at times. Men don't even want to read the directions. You know, I can put that together, no problem. Until it doesn't go right, and you got one widget left. They must have put an extra in the box. Throw that away. We don't need that. No, we ought to pay attention to the instructions. Amen. We got to listen to what it says in the Word of God. Amen. Really, we are not qualified without the Word of God, even to make right choices. How can you know what's right without guidance from the Word of God? If you're dependent upon your opinion, man, you're going to be in a bad fix. Because my opinion is not always right. In the same way, Jesus calls on his listeners to recognize that they may have been traveling the wrong way. Just like that, he calls upon you to make the choice to follow the way that leads to life. Amen. We got to choose distinctly and directly and on purpose to live a life for Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, there's a whole bunch of people in our world that are thinking, oh, my life's not so bad. I'm doing okay. Not so bad and doing okay is not good enough. We got to see what it says in the Word of God. Amen. Jesus sets before us here in these simple scriptures. It sets before us a series of contrasts. On the one hand, there is a gate and a way that leads to life. Yahoo, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the road that leads to life. And on the other hand, a gate and a way that leads to death. In fact, eternal destruction. Man, that's a bad road. God has always made the effort to bring people to a choice. We are still trying to get people to come to a choice. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16, it says, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it." Choices. We got choices to live for God or not. You will choose to live for God if you live for God. It's your choice. Or if you choose not to, there's nothing anybody in the entirety of the world can do if you choose not to live for God. Then you will not live for God. We all have to make our own choice. Joshua 24, verse 15. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me, in my house we will serve the Lord." You know, there's something that stirs me when I just feel the emotion in that portion of Scripture. I don't know what all the rest of the people in the world are going to do, but you've got to decide, I'm going to serve the Lord. It's got to be a choice that you make for you. And I want to do the very best I can to make sure that my family knows how to serve the Lord. I can't make them. You can't make your family serve the Lord, but you can show them how to live for God. Amen. You can encourage them. You can help them. You can lead them in serving the Lord. Amen. Jeremiah 21, verse 8. It says, "And unto this people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." Over and over again in the Bible, there's many, and I'm just touching a few of the examples. There's many examples of you. There's going to be a choice. From the time that you are old enough to make independent decisions. And I see it quite often. I have the privilege of having grandchildren over from time to time. Tomorrow, I get a whole bunch of them. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That'll be an exciting day. And I look forward to it. But you know, from the very time that those kids are small, they're making choices. They can choose to do what grandma says or not. Anyway, I'm going to help them to make the right choice if I can. Praise the Lord. But from little children, they get to make choices. All through life, from little tiny to the end of your days, throughout all the days of your life, you must choose between right and wrong. Right choices. This very moment, you are either on the road to life or on the road to death and destruction. Every one of us. We're on one road or the other. And it's because of your choices. It's how you choose to live your life. It's how you choose to obey Scripture. This portion of Scripture identifies two gates in life. In Jesus' day, there were walled cities. Those walled cities had gates. And those gates provided access to the city within. And to the people that were in the city, it provided a way out onto the roads that went everywhere without the walls. The gates was the dividing point. The narrow gate, Matthew 7, verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Notice what Jesus said in the very next verse, verse 14. It's repetition. You're going to hear these several times today. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And that's what Jesus said. You know what? I want to be one of those few. I want to be one. You get to choose to be one of the ones that find the straight gate, the narrow way. Amen. Even if you're of the few that find it. Amen. Right choices. Many do not even notice this gate, the narrow gate. They don't even know it's there. You see, Jesus Himself is that gate. We can only find salvation in Jesus Christ. He is the only way that we can be saved. Amen. John chapter 10, verse number 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Man, we have great promise in Jesus. If we are walking in Jesus Christ, we have found the gate, the narrow way. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, he's still talking to Thomas, by the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no way to be saved without Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, in much of our world, you know, those would be fighting words. Those would be words that, you know, I would be the enemy because I am so narrow-minded. Yeah. Narrow is, that's what I'm talking about. I really am narrow-minded. I have to agree with you. Jesus is the narrow way. Now, this isn't in my notes, but, you know, I don't even remember where I got it from. I don't know if God revealed it to me individually, or maybe someone taught me it, but, you know, straight is a straight line. Like carpenters use a line, and they put that chalk line on there so they can tell where the line is. But that's not this straight. Straight, straight is the gate. You know, if you look up straight, isn't that a narrow body of water?
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Bering Strait? It's a body of water between Russia and Alaska, and it's a narrow body of water that... There's a narrow body of water that leads to salvation. Amen. praise the Lord. It's a narrow body of water that leads to Jesus and salvation. It's being baptized in Jesus' name. You see, the choice is made at the crossroads of Christ. Christians are often accused of being narrow-minded. I've said that already. And urged to be more broad-minded. You know, I don't want to think like everybody else. I'm quite certain that if I just hold on to what Jesus says, I'm going to be okay. But if I take in and accept as real what everybody says, then we're all going to fall in the ditch and be lost. I will fall in the ditch and be lost if I'm so broad-minded that I take in what everybody says. Man, I gotta keep myself from that failure point. That would be a failure on my part if I don't keep myself in the narrow way. Amen. Notice that Jesus appeals to us to enter the narrow gate. John chapter 3, verse number 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." I tell you, Jesus was narrow-minded. He was teaching about the narrow way. Acts chapter 4, verse 10 through 12, it says this, "Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must." Someone say must. We must be saved in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, God, that you can point out this to me. Thank you, God, that I can receive it. It's a privilege to have found the narrow way. You're one of the few. If you believe this truth, if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, He is the living God, that He is your Savior, He alone is God, you found the narrow way. Amen. You're one of the few. Count it a high privilege. It's a high honor to understand who Jesus is. Praise the Lord. One day, the narrow gate will shut forever. And I don't want to be wrong. I want to be on the wrong side if the gate shuts. Enter the narrow gate while there's still opportunity. The wide gate, we should talk about that too. Matthew 7, verse 13. "Enter ye in at the straight gate," tells us what to do. And then it gives us a warning. "For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat." You see, unlike the narrow gate, the wide gate, it's wide enough for multitudes of people. Many could go through the gate at one time. It's wide enough for humanity could just walk right through that wide gate. All of humanity has room at that gate. This gate that just about everybody is going to take. It's wide enough for all types of people. It's wide enough for the morally good person, the self-righteous person, as well as the thief, the liar, the drunkard, and all other sinners at the same time to go through this gate. It's wide. In fact, most religions, I don't even like the word religion. Most religions in our world will cause people to enter this wide gate. Sad, but true. The two roads in life. See, before you choose to enter the narrow gate, you get to go to the narrow, the straight gate, the narrow way. Or there's a wide way. Broad way. Before you choose which way you're going to go, you should first realize the road beyond the gate, what it's going to be like. What's the road going to be like that I'm choosing in my life? Hopefully you'll look ahead a little bit. Think about it, right? Yeah. Think about the road that you're on. In Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. I'm talking about the narrow road. There's two roads. I want to talk about the narrow road, the straight gate. After going through the narrow gate, that's conversion, by the way. That's that Acts 2:38 experience. That's having a revelation that God is real, that He is Jesus, and that I need to repent. I need to be baptized. You get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the conversion experience after you have gone through the gate. What is life going to be like walking on that narrow road? The scriptures call it a narrow way. What's life going to be like walking on that road? It will require a change in how you walk. You can't live out in the world, come to church and have a revelation and have this great conversion experience and then go out and walk the way you did before. You're going to get off the narrow way. You're going to go back to the broad, wide. You're going to get on the wrong road. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Don't do what everybody else does. We cannot be like everyone else in the world. That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. People think they're okay. I would dare to say almost everybody thinks they're okay. Ephesians chapter 4, just jumping down a few verses, picking up at verse 22 to 24. It says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the way ye used to talk, the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I've been brainwashed when I got baptized. Amen. Praise God for brainwashing. Somebody accused me of being brainwashed. I said, thank you very much. My brain has been washed. Washed by the blood. Amen. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. You know, God wants me to live righteously and holy. God wants me to walk a narrow path in life. Amen. In Colossians chapter 2, verse number 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in Him. When we have this salvation conversion experience, it is to be life-changing. It is life-changing. God gives me new life. I have a new way of thinking. I have a new way of walking. I go to different places. I have new priorities there. Everything's become new. It's so powerful, so wonderful to have a new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's a whole different path than I was on before. Stay on the road for your own good. Jesus frankly tells us the way is narrow. It's a tight squeeze. The Christian life is narrow and constricted by the restrictions of the will of God. But the restrictions are intended to protect us from harm. When I live for God, it protects me from bad decisions, from making terrible mistakes. You know, you get off the path and you go the wrong way, and man, you can make bad, terrible, life-changing mistakes really quick. You could walk out the door, turn the wrong way, and be lost before you get home. Literally. Stay on the narrow path. You see, God leads us to protect us. Some would have you to believe that living for God is a promise of health and wealth and good times always. Sister Jerry was just sick for 2 weeks. You know, sometimes we get sick. And God is still good. God's still good. Even when we're sick, God's still good. God's still a healer. Amen. Yes, life has problems. Yes, I got to go through ups and downs and hills and valleys, ins and outs. But God's still good. God never leaves me. He's always with me. He always guides me. I can always trust in Him. You see, Jesus does not hide the fact that the Christian life will have its share of hardships, of difficulties, and Scripture even tells us persecutions. Sometimes, because we live for God, people will come against us. Because we choose to live for Jesus. But though the way may be difficult, Jesus makes the burden lighter. He's always with us. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. You know what a yoke is? It's a great big, they used to be wooden things they put over the animal to be able to harness them for the equipment that they were tied to. The plow, perhaps. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Life may not always be easy, but my God is always good. He's always good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know what? And living for God is work. Amen. It is. It does take effort to live for God. When you walk the narrow path, remember that God, it is God who enables you to do so. You live for God because God enables you to live for Him. Man, none of the good things in my life are because of what I did. It's because God blessed me. Amen. God helped me. God showed me. God led me. God put me. God gave me all those things. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. Even when I fall down, I'm weak. You know, God is with me even when my body fails me. God is still with me. Amen. When I'm weak in the flesh, God is still strong. Amen. The wide road. Again, let me read Matthew 7:13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. And it tells us why. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Man, there are neon signs in our world drawing people to attractions. Be careful what you're attracted to. Just because it's shiny doesn't mean that it's good. In fact, many of those drawn by the shiny lights find out it's very gloomy down that road. There's bad stuff that happens down that road. Fake, not real. You see, on this wide road, on this road, self-denial is not even expected. This is the road of pleasure, of self-indulgence. There are no rules. No morality, except for those one that you want to live by. You get to choose if it's good or bad. Down that wide gate. You can think anything you want and make it down the wide gate. It's open to all different kinds of opinions. Whatever your opinion is, yep, you can make it down the wide gate. Just go on your own way. There's the wide road. You'll find your way. Just keep going. There is broad tolerance of every conceivable sin. Nothing is off limits. Anything goes to the very literal point. No moral absolutes. There is also room for very diverse theology. Whatever kind of thinking you have, that'll get you down the wide road. That'll get you there. All kinds of religious beliefs will be down that wide road. All kinds of them. Different kinds. Many kinds. Even killing unborn babies, that's acceptable on the wide road. Homosexuality, that's acceptable on the wide road. Other forms of immorality are tolerated. They're accepted, even celebrated on that wide road. Everything's okay on the wide road. It's important to recognize that you are already on the broad way if you haven't entered through the narrow gate. You got to go through the gate to get on the narrow way. If you haven't been through the narrow gate, you're on the broad path. The wide road is the default position. Everybody starts out in sin. We're born in sin. We were born on the wide road. You got to, even church kids. You know, I was born into a house of people that believed this narrow gate, Jesus' name, apostolic, one God faith. And from as long as I could remember, little tiny kid to little, you know, toddlers to, you know, right up to teenagehood, I was brought to church. Midweek, Sunday morning, Sunday night, revival services, youth camps, camp meetings. If there was church doors were open, we were there. But I had to find the gate. Just because I was a church kid didn't mean that I had found the way. I had to go through the gate to get on the narrow way. You may say, boy, the broad way sounds really good. You can... whatever you like, you can make it on that road. But I want to warn you that the pleasures of sin diminish over time. It takes more and more destructive self-indulgence to find the very same temporary pleasure. The long-time alcoholic doesn't get drunk on two beers anymore.
No. That's the truth.
Man, he can drink that whole case and still be standing up looking for another one.
Right.
And it is no longer pleasurable. No. It will get to the point where it'll take everything you have. Including your life and your soul.
That's the truth.
It'll take everything.
That's the truth.
Let me switch. Go on to the next topic. That one's tough. That's a deep hole right there. Deep hole right there. Two kinds of travelers. Those who are willing to walk with the few. In Matthew chapter 7:14, from the New Living Translation of the Bible, It says only a few ever find it. A few ever find it at the end of that verse. Jesus must have said few with sadness in his voice. You know, it's tearing at his heart. Here I am, the way. Come unto me. People are passing him by. Still the same way today. Jesus is calling everybody. Jesus wants everybody to be saved. But few there be that find him. He would die. He would give his life for us. But only a few would trust him to save their souls. So if you choose to follow Jesus, you need to understand that you will be walking with a significant minority of people. The majority of mankind is not going to be walking on your same path. You're going to have to be okay with that if you want to stay on the path. Because I'm not dependent on everybody else walking the same way I do. I have to choose to walk this way because Jesus is calling me to walk this way. Amen. But even so, you should understand that Jesus is the best friend that you could ever have. He's never going to leave me or forsake me. He will always be there for me. In John 13, verse 1, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Jesus will love you all of your life. You see, this way of life is not for I got to do it for a year. No. I got to do it all. Till my days are done, I want to walk with Jesus. Amen. I will serve you, God, all of the days of my life. John 15, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You see, Jesus really did give his life that I might be saved. Amen. He is my friend. Jesus sees to it that those who walk on the narrow way, they will meet good and loving and true friends along the way. He's given us the church. Amen. For this very purpose. Now those who follow the crowd, Matthew 7:13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, for many there be that go in thereat. From the New Living Translation of that same verse, verse 13, it says, the highway to hell is broad. In the New Living Translation, it puts it differently. I mean, it kind of just lays it right out there. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. Wow. Easy way. Well, the New Living Translation that I cut and paste from had a little bit different than that one. Choose the easy way. Mine is older. That's a new one. Must be the newer one. Personally, I try to use the King James Version most of the time for this very reason. The media guy could change it back. But it says Wow, the highway to hell is broad. The Broadway seems so inviting to the world. And yes, there's bright. It looks so bright, so glittery, so it looks so good. But it's not. Just because many travel that wide road does not make it right. Just because the masses of humanity are on that road does not mean it's the right way. Remember, the majority is rarely right when it comes to spiritual truth. 10 out of the 12 spies who spied out the promised land were wrong. Only 8 souls were saved by water through the flood. Exodus chapter 23, verse 2, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil." Exodus. See, don't be fooled by the crowd or the public opinion polls. The polls can certainly be wrong. And so many times are wrong. You know, it depends on who takes the poll as to what they want the poll to say, to how the poll comes out. You see, there are only 2 kinds of travelers. And what kind of traveler are you? What kind of traveler am I going to be traveling down this road of life? Which way am I going to go? What am I going to do? You see, there's only 2 destinations. What is the main purpose for traveling on a road? If several roads lead to the same destination, then it is valid to consider all roads that lead there. But if these roads go in opposite directions, then you must consider where we want to end up. The Broadway looks smooth. It looks easy at first, but there are thousands today who can tell you that there are untold multitudes of pitfalls and troubles and heartaches along that road that leads to destruction. The road to destruction in Matthew 7:13, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, for many there be that go in thereat." Taking a risk here from the New Living Translation of the Bible that I was using, it says, "The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way." You see, the word translated hell in the New Living Translation is translated destruction. In other translation, it is a very strong word. It conveys the idea of utter ruin and loss, but not extinction. You're not just poof, nothing. No, it's worse than that. The terrible penalties of sin go on forever. John chapter 10, verse 10. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." I am altogether 100% convinced that my life is way better because I serve God than if I was in the world and serving the devil. I can't imagine the terrible road of destruction if I had kept down that road of sin. My life, my marriage, my children, my home, my heritage, my life altogether is blessed because I choose the narrow way. Because I choose Jesus Christ. Single person, when Satan offers you that unsaved boy, girl, man, woman, it is not to your benefit to be yoked to an unsaved person. Now, if your spouse is unsaved, you stay saved. Amen. Be a witness to your spouse. Amen. You see, Satan has only one goal in mind. Steal, kill, destroy. Many have ended up as alcoholics, drug addicts, ended up in prison. If I haven't chosen the narrow way, I'm convinced the way my life was going, one of them would have got me. One of them would have totaled out my life. And far too many people, including young people, including old people, have destroyed themselves with that wide road, even to the point of killing themselves. It's so bad, they just want it to end. The sad reality is that it is so easy to go to hell. You don't have to try hard to go to hell. Do nothing, and you'll get there. You do not need to go out and get drunk. You do not need to kill anyone. You do not need to commit adultery. You do not need to steal. You see, you have already done enough to go to hell. Sin is really easy. The world will tell you, calm down, pastor. You're too hard. Relax. I'm seeing them going on the broad way. I'm trying to warn them. Man, come on back to the narrow way. Come on back to Jesus. Come on through the gate. The Word of God tells us to stay on the narrow way. That wide road leads to destruction. Psalm 16, verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Man, you can't even trust your own opinion. You got to find what it says in the Word of God. Because, just being truthfully honest, my opinion, your opinion, our opinions all together, each of us, or all of us, if we were united with one opinion, it wouldn't make a lick of difference in light of the Word of God. We got to obey the Word of God. Amen. And the life to come. The wide road leads to eternal death. Make sure you read the sign. even though it might be in neon, it might be covered with glitter, it might look really shiny, it might look bright. Make sure it's not the highway to hell. Thank God there is another destination. I do not have to go to hell. Mark 9, beginning at verse 43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go to hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life, to enter halt into life, than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. You don't want to go to hell. Nobody wants to go to hell. You see, the road to eternal life, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The New Living Translation. I'm on risky ground here. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. The desire of Jesus is that you have life, not death. He's called us to live for Him, not die for Him. He died that we might have life. To experience salvation, you must die to self and die to your old ways of life. It is the only way that leads to life. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's the bad part. Here's the good part. I am come that ye may have life, and that ye might have it more abundantly. God wants to give us a better life than we could have had on the wide road. God wants to give us a better life than we could have ever had on our own. God wants to be better to us than we are to ourselves. Praise the Lord. You can begin to enjoy eternal life right now, walking down the narrow way. When you die, or when Jesus comes again, you will enjoy eternal life in the fullness of heaven for eternity. Amen. John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. The good news at the end of this story is that He has already prepared a place for us. Amen. Would you stand with me? Right choices. Amen. Right choices on the narrow way. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, I pray that you'd help me.